Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dunk Timers, this is an absolute dream come true for Adam and myself.
Never thought we'd be here.
I never thought I'd see the day where we would actually be recording a podcast at the footbridge heading towards Adelaide Oval.
It's unbelievable. This is the game-changing footbridge that basically started football at the Adelaide Oval. So if you're late to the Junk Time AFL podcast, the way that they talked about this footbridge, that when it just, it goes across, sure, it's just a bridge that goes across a river, is what people would seem or think that it is, but it's more than that. It's changed Adelaide and Adelaide football, and the fact that they probably, I reckon the AFL would like touch and go whether to give them one franchise, let alone two. But they said, hey, what we're going to do is we're going to have this bridge. Because, you know, there are bridges that have cars on them going across the torrents. But fucking the Adelaide...
I pity those bridges.
Yeah, they're too early to the party. The Adelaide footbridge has just gone, hey, we're going to get people from the city. And they went, and do what? And they go, they'll be able to walk to the ground. And they go, hang on a second. Are you telling me what? They're going to walk through the river? They go, no. It goes above.
What spooky, mysterious, ghoul-like thing are you talking about?
So they're going to swim to the ground? No, mate. No, it's a footbridge.
Are they going to get in those little boats that you paddle with your feet?
No, it's better than that.
Get 30,000 people in game?
It's better than that. It's a footbridge that goes across the ground. And I got to say, now that we're here, you can see... It's like up there when, you know, if you went to see, like, the Taj Mahal.
Yep, of course.
Or, you know, back in the day, the Twin Towers, or now the tower that stands in its place. It has that kind of reverence. Like, you just, I feel weird talking around it, you know? You just need that moment's silence.
I feel like we should get on our hands and knees like the Pope, you know, when he lands.
Absolutely,
and kiss the bridge.
Yeah, it's just, there's something about it, you know, we're recording on it, and it's just, it's the magnificence of it. The fact that it brings together... the Adelaide Oval and the city, and the fact that people couldn't do that for hundreds of years.
Have you... Actually, they built Adelaide Oval and it remained empty. For all the cricket matches, because you don't see it on the footage.
No, they always
cut that out.
They always fucking... they go in tight. Yeah, so you only see the batsman's face.
Like, no one in Adelaide ever saw Don Bradman play.
No.
They've got a statue out the front of Don Bradman. They're like going, who's this bloke?
Who's this grumpy old cunt? Can I just say, whenever I arrive in Adelaide and you're going, because you go down Don Bradman Drive from the airport into the city, how is the speed limit not 99.94 on that
fucking...
That's a fucking good idea. A nod to the Don.
That is
not
fucking 99, brilliant.
Not 100, not 99. If you're not doing 99.94 kilometres an hour, then get the fuck out of our city, everyone.
And also, like, in keeping with tradition, like, Catholics aren't allowed to drive on it.
He's a good man.
So we are here. So I want to tell you, I had a bit of a Curb Your Enthusiasm story today, right? So I had a bit of a panic to get here.
And you probably can hear there is a plane overhead. Like, we are actually here at the footbridge, Junk Timers. The weather has been inclement at best.
It's very windy.
Down just before we got here. You're just in a t-shirt like some kind of fucking clown.
Yeah. And so I'll tell you a quick story. So I am staying at a hotel. And this hotel, weirdly, it has a vending machine that has, like, kind of regular hotel stuff, like, toothbrush, tampons.
Oh, okay.
Condoms,
here we go. Yeah, you bought Jambo's fucking got a story for us all, everyone.
Anyway.
they're out of maximum size.
I never believe these stories are true. But they have alcohol in it.
Great.
Yeah, but you can go and have Jim Beam and, like, you know, beers and stuff like that. But it just made me think, like, just like if a 10-year-old could just get their dad's credit card and just
load up.
Or a $20 note.
Yeah.
And put it in there. I found it really strange that it was kind of open access to anyone.
No, but the 10-year-old that you had back in your room, you provide alcohol for.
By the way, it's called it's Jeffrey Epstein Island Hotel.
No, but that's the one thing that you notice when you're overseas is that you can buy alcohol anywhere, right?
Yeah, like yeah,
in
for Canada, sure.
You can get it in vending machines.
Germany, you sit there and you have
the off licenses, whatever, yeah, the bridge, in the UK. Yeah. But the one thing that Australian governments work out quickly is that Australians fucking ruin everything.
Yeah, sure.
When
sure.
there's alcohol involved, yeah. So you know how, like you're saying, in Germany, you can sit by the edge of the river and you can have a beer,
yeah.
and it's not a big deal. Whereas when you're in Australia, everyone decides that it'd be really funny to uproot the barbecue and flip it into the Yarra, you know, because that's what we fucking do. We just take things that were supposed to be nice and we fucking ruin it. You know, if there's anyone at the top of a monument overseas, it's a fucking Aussie.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
a bloke in a fucking West Coast jumper who's up there just going, fuck
it's,
yeah.
It's actually a bloke who played for West Coast. So anyway, so I thought I'll go and buy a couple froths.
Yeah.
Because... Right. You got
in Rome.
Yeah, I mean, in the spirit of Shawshank Redemption, I think a man feels more like a man if you're going to have a froth.
Have a couple of suds. Yeah.
On the Adelaide footbridge.
Yeah.
Right? And so I am
drinking a Cooper's Pale right now, by the way.
Perfect. I'm wearing like the things I sleep in, like this crappy t-shirt.
Yeah, okay.
And no, sorry, I'm an MCC member, so top hat and tails.
Yeah, no, you're in
top hat.
You're in your Qantas first class.
I've got
pajamas.
My riding crops. Anyway, so I'm wearing my shitty gear, and I
you sleep in a t-shirt.
Yeah,
you're one of those. Yeah. Are you a t-shirt in the pool kind of guy? Is it the same deal? You're ashamed that you might catch a reflection in the mirror.
So I leave the room and I just take my credit card and my room key,
yep,
right,
yep.
to go to this vending machine.
Absolutely.
To get a froth or two. Yep. Anyway, I go to the machine, and I can't get it to work, right?
Yeah,
and it's on the blink. So I go, cool. I'll go back into my room. Turns out you can't get into your room in a hotel with your Mikey card. So I go downstairs.
You in your jocks or you got trackies on?
Trackies on.
Okay.
I go downstairs. I'm in the elevator and there are two people leaving.
Yep.
And I say, you can tell I locked myself out. And they go, yeah, we can. And I go to the counter. I get a new key. And I go back and... I'm about to rush out to get to you, and then all of a sudden out the window, I hear, you know, what do we want? Blah, blah. When do we want it? Now. So I'm in a hurry, and a fucking protest of like hundreds of people are starting going through the streets.
Good.
And so I'm going like, well, how the fuck do I get out of here now? Like, I've got to fucking find a new spot. Yeah. And then I pack really quickly. I put all my stuff in my bag, weighing a ton. I'm walking out. I didn't bring my jacket because I'm fucking flustered. And then... I'm like, where is that key, like that card? Like, I can't find it. I'm feeling pockets and I'm looking around everywhere. And they're about to walk out the door. You know where it is? In that little slot you put it in to get the electricity in the room.
You're in one of those hotels.
And then the Curb Your Enthusiasm music just triggered. And I was like, you're a fucking loser.
You know what I find about those, though? You can just slot your Mikey card into that. Like, I don't know why they go, oh, he's left, the fucking electricity's off.
Oh, so does it have to be, it doesn't have to be the official card?
No, isn't it just a card that just hits a thing and it activates it? I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'll try that when I get home, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Little hack out there, folks.
Oh, mate, yeah, get on top of it.
Pocket a lot of hotel keys and then you're off and laughing.
Yeah, mate, you can have the air conditioning running when you're not there. At 16 degrees, so it comes back like a fridge.
We are talking about half an hour before the big prelim. Let's finish on this.
Yes.
Collingwood, Sydney. Mm. You made a good point the other day, watching Brisbane and Geelong, that you were like, I want Brisbane to win, but I kind of want Geelong to win by the fact if Collingwood get into the grand final, I think Geelong will win that.
Well, Geelong can beat Collingwood, yeah. And
gotcha.
I didn't think Brisbane could, so I was kind of like...
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's just that evil that's coming, that's looming, that... You know, Collingwood could potentially make a grand final. And that's all I want. I want Sydney to win so that ends. So the potential of Collingwood winning the grand final is fucking done and dusted for this season. It'll probably happen again next year and that's fine.
Yep.
But we can deal with it then. But I need it to fucking end so I can sleep better.
I actually, now that I think about it, given the Carlton story this year.
Fuck off.
How fucking brilliant would it be?
No, it wouldn't be brilliant. Wouldn't be brilliant.
If Collingwood won the fucking grand final.
No, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be good for Victoria. It wouldn't be good for Melbourne. We've gone through 2 years of lockdown and the last thing we fucking need is happy Collingwood. One thing I want to talk about quickly with Adelaide, one sign that I've noticed on the buses, and you'll notice it if you see them. I saw it on one. I was like, that's weird. I wonder if it's on all the buses. Next to the driver, it says, do not enter the bus via the window. And what I love about that is it means it hasn't happened once.
It's happened enough.
Hasn't, yeah, exactly. There it goes. Once you go, some fuckhead trying to get on the bus through the window, you go, that's fucking weird. But no. It's happened that many times that they've produced a sticker that is on every bus next to the driver.
And then some minister for transport had to hold a meeting and go, look, we've got a crisis.
They're not coming in through the doors, people. What are we doing wrong? We've got to have a sticker. We've got to have a fucking sticker. These people can't be trusted. And they created one of the most majestic things we've ever seen, the footbridge.
And then I like the idea too, like, you know, the back window, you can easily kind of, you're meant to be able to easily push it out. Yeah. And it's like, I like the idea they had to go, like, do not exit the bus
by the window.
Hey, we should mention quickly our live show, Adam, though. Post grand final on Sunday after the grand final, Charlie Clawson at Two Guys One Cup Junk Time crossover edition. We're not going to have Landis there in the flesh, but he has to be in a bit of a COVID bubble. But he will be calling in on the phone, and we're obviously going to have special guests from the two supporters of the teams.
Yeah, I imagine Dave Thornton will probably possibly be involved because we know that Geelong are so, or Mark from Jet,
or Daryl Summers.
Daryl Summers, absolutely, some of the greats.
Cool,
are going to be there.
We're going to hit the road and go and take a few snaps. Thanks for having us, guys. Go Hawks.
Go Adelaide.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.